The 37th Annual Georgia Music Hall of Fame Awards will be held September 26 in Atlanta. John and Jane Barbee will receive the Pioneer Award. Jane, who passed away in 2003, was a vocalist and voice talent known worldwide as the Time Lady. Her husband John is a composer, big band musician, and jingle producer.
I started out playing the clarinet when I was about 10 years old, and it's just going downhill from there, I guess. I was able to learn how to play, and when I was in seventh grade, I was invited to play with a high school band, which was a nice big step for me after only playing for a year and a half, I think. And then I started writing music when I was about 15, writing arrangements for the little dance band we had. And, I continued in the Army. After the war ended, I was put in a band in the Philippines, played there for a year, playing and writing music. After that, I returned to Juilliard. I had been there for two quarters before service. Finished Juilliard and played with what were called the big bands in those days. It was a long time ago. I think Lincoln was president. And I did that for about 8 years, and then I had a chance to get into commercial music with a commercial production company in Manhattan. And as soon as I started there, I knew that's really what I would like to do. So I did that for the next 25 years, writing music primarily for television and radio commercials, but also some film projects and a few albums and one movie and various sub-sim arrangements for the Atlanta Symphony, and I did continue arranging for some of the bands.
Was there a difference between, and what is the difference between when you're writing a short piece of music, like a jingle for a TV commercial, as opposed to writing a full-length song? Did you put just as much work into it?
I wasn't a songwriter. I mean, my wife and I wrote jingles, but we didn't have any luck writing songs. I did write underscore music for a number of different television film projects. And the difference is that when I had a long project, I didn't have to go out looking for customers because I was busy writing music. Of course, as the project started to wind down, and I had to get back out and go hit the streets and look for people who wanted to buy music.
You mentioned your wife, and everyone knows her voice, even if they've never met her.
Right.
She was well known as the Time and Temperature Lady, and she did many, when you would call up and you'd get the wrong number, things like
yes.
that too, right?
Yeah, telephone company intercepts.
Yeah, everyone knows her voice, and it's amazing, but people never met her. How did you meet her?
Well, we started going around together when we met in a revolving door. Well, Jane was a singer, and she joined the band, the last band with which I was playing. So she said she enjoyed singing the first year. The second year, she just spent trying to get me to agree to marry her. So, yeah, we got married, and she got into voiceovers for radio and television. And for 40 years, she was the voice of many telephone companies around the world. And she did 1,500 messages for an Australian telephone company with an Australian accent.
Oh, my goodness.
And she could do commercials. She did. She used many voices. And as you say, you saw the other night, she was the voice of Margaret Mitchell on that documentary.
That's right. I told you that. I saw the on the making of Gone with the Wind, and in the credits, she was credited as one of the voices. So she was everywhere, literally.
Yeah, she was. And also, if you know the number of the person you're calling, please enter it now. And that was her voice on many computer systems. So she did speak with roughly 50 million people every day.
That is amazing.
It was, and she was one terrific person.
Yeah. And then the two of you together, did you work together on, you composed jingles?
On the jingles, yeah.
Yeah.
The commercials without lyrics I did myself, the ones with lyrics. Jane started the creations mostly. If we didn't get lyrics from the advertiser, then, of course, we'd create them. But that started with Jane, not with me.
Yeah. Would she sing the jingles herself?
Yeah, she sang many of them.
Oh, wow. What are some of the jingles? What are some of the companies?
Oh, well, this was 100 years ago. They're not on the air anymore. But,
wow.
But yeah, she sang a great many, of course, with competing projects. Two banks, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do them both.
I know her voice because my one of the banks in my hometown had the phone where you could dial in the time and temperature, and I remember it so clearly. That was just a part of our life growing up. You want to know what the temperature is, you dial the bank.
And absolutely.
Yeah, and the name the voice would come on.
And every year when the time changed from daylight to standard, we'd get a few phone calls from reporters who thought, I bet nobody ever spoke to the lady who records the time and temperature and the change of time. And, of course, many reporters, there used to be 8 or 10 every spring and every fall that would call, believing that they were the first ones to do that. Also got a letter forwarded from a Texas newspaper. They had done a series on occupations, and they got a letter from one lady who said it was cruel to make that lady sit in a room all day long telling people the time. So you never know where the voices end up.
You're going to be inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. So what are your thoughts on that?
The thought is I was really shocked by that, because the Hall of Fame I always thought of as for the pop songwriters, the Joe South and the great songwriters we've had in Georgia, and not something to which I ever thought I would be a part. And so it's a great honor for Jane and for me to be inducted as pioneers of the recording business. We were here at the beginning, and I did play and on a number of those earlier sessions in the 60s.
Your body of work is certainly extensive, so I can easily see why you would be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's just really a thrill, and I'm hopeful that I'll be able to memorize a two-minute speech.
You could sing it as a jingle.
Not with my singing. That was one thing Jane didn't allow me to do, was sing along when we were writing the thing. She said, don't sing them, just play them.
Well, congratulations on being inducted, and I know it's going to be a great occasion on September the 26th in Atlanta, and I certainly appreciate you taking time to spend a few minutes talking about it today.
Well, you're welcome, John. It was a pleasure and really an honor to be interviewed, because just the whole situation is overwhelming.
The 37th Annual Georgia Music Hall of Fame Awards will be held September 26th at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. Tickets are now available. I'm John Clark, Georgia News Network.